This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to sing for you now. It's a song from the Paramount Technicolor picture, White Christmas. Irving Berlin's famous Mandy.
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading. Something like this. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come on along and let the wedding time bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Mandy. Oh, Bulger, beat this to pieces.
Minister's handy, and it sure would be dandy.
O'Connor could flip this.
Let's let him make a fee. So don't you linger. I got a ring for your finger, and it's sure a humdinger. Come on along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me.
I think right in through here, right in this little slot, we'll have Galen Drake step in with a few words concerning new coffee flavor, Instant Postum.
Say, do you like to go out in the evening and have fun sometimes? Oh, I guess we all do. We all have different places we like to go, and we have different kinds of fun we like to have. But what happens when you come home? Go to bed and turn off the lights. Do the little daytime worries get bigger and bigger? And well, even during the day, do you ever get irritable and moody, and you start to bark at people and slam doors around the place? Now, I know, of course, that you can give yourself lots of reasons for that, but maybe you're your own worst enemy. Maybe you're the victim of a habit that's growing on you. I mean, depending on the caffeine in coffee for a quick but artificial steadying. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So why don't you switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum? No caffeine whatsoever, can't make you nervous or irritable, can't keep you awake. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and just see if you don't look better, feel better, and act better.
Thank you, Galen. Here's one of the new popular ballads. I thought I'd have a go at it.
How important can it be that I tasted other lips? That was long before you came to me with the wonder of your kiss. So the story got around about an old romance in me. But it happened, oh, so long ago. How important can it be? Mine was a young and a foolish heart, seeking love at every turn. But I have grown so much wiser now, even foolish hearts can learn. Let the past just fade away. I get lost in yesterday. most important thing is here and now, and our love is here to stay. Let the past just fade away. Why get lost in yesterday? Most important thing is here and now, and our love is here to stay.
Well, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. Many happy Hibernians, as well as other jolly souls, will celebrate by wearing the green, parading, whooping it up, exchanging boisterous blarney, and all just generally making a big day of it in honor of the patron saint of Ireland. Of course, the day also carries a deep religious significance. Those are the well-known aspects of St. Patrick's Day, but I wonder how many of us ever think of food in connection with this day. A belt or two of Irish, yes, but what about the food? How would you care to give a guess what a typical St. Patrick's Day dinner would be in comparison with turkey and dressing and so forth on Thanksgiving and Christmas, or ham on Easter, or potato salad, devil eggs, cold cuts, or watermelon on the 4th of July picnic? Would you like to hazard a guess on that? Or did you know that there was a typical or traditional Irish feast for St. Patrick's Day? Well, apparently there is, according to Clementine Paddleford's excellent food column. A typical dinner will be served at Cavanaugh's, that old New York Irish landmark on West 23rd Street tomorrow. Cavanaugh's loves old Ireland and loves to prove that there's more to the country than shamrocks, shillelaghs, and mulligan stew. And believe me, Cavanaugh's food proves it, too. Of course, anyone who's ever wielded a knife, a fork in Ireland and tasted the wonderful beef, bacon, butter, ham, salmon, and Dublin Bay shrimp and the real Irish potatoes knows that the old sod produces food that cannot be rivaled anywhere on the face of the earth. Now, this Irish dinner being prepared and served in this country will necessarily have some North American substitutions, but everything will still be grand. You can bet on that, and the harps will sing and the pipes will pray. Now, stand by then, men. Here we're going to hit you with the menu. Let's start with the Dublin Bay prawns. Not Irish, but jumbo shrimp from Florida. But the Killarney sauce is of Irish origin. And the clear beef soup with added marrow is the Golden Vale soup from County Clare, Ireland's richest pasture land. Rare properties are attributed to this broth. It is said to fortify the inner man against a possible increased intake of the Iskbatha. Iskbatha being Gaelic for whiskey, in case you didn't know. Maybe the batha part means don't bathe in it, I don't know. Well, the Moy salmon is from Nova Scotia, but poached in the Irish way and served with sauce vert and carrot and blue potatoes, white potatoes from Maine. Roast saddle of lamb is done according to a special recipe belonging to Mrs. John A. Costello, wife of the Premier of Ireland. Now then, make way for some baked ham, and this ham is truly limber. You know, hams and bacon are again arriving from the Emerald Isle. Now, what do we top off this fine meal with? What dessert are we going to have here? Well, according to Chef Andrews of Cavanaugh's, it's going to be a dairy apple tart. Wow, wow, what a meal.
Say, Bing.
Oh, yeah, Ken. How about this meal? Isn't it something?
Oh, it's sensational. But you know something, Bing? I ran across another St. Patrick's Day menu.
Another one?
Mm-hmm. This one was whipped up by the National Potato Council for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
The menu includes Irish potato salad, Irish potato soup or vichyssoise, boiled Irish potatoes, corned beef, green Irish potato noodles, and Irish potato pie for dessert.
Best potatoes.
The council suggests the meal might be preceded by a nip of Irish whiskey. That's made from potatoes, too, you know.
Oh, man, after all this food, I'm ready for a nap. Stand by, everybody, for an Irish lullaby.
Don't you cry.
Once again, here's Galen Drake.
Isn't it strange how we sin against ourselves? Oh, we take care of other things. I mean, the family, the job, charities. But how about our own good health? Well, maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good. I eat fairly sensibly. I diet once in a while. Don't sleep so good, though. Feel a little dragged out now and then. But then, after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean you're depending on the caffeine and coffee for that quick pickup. And your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine, no jumpy nerves, can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and you'll look better, you'll feel better, and you'll act better.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair.
Night, and thanks very much.
The Bing Crosby Show is transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, the wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.